Alaska's housing providers are getting increased funding to fight foreclosure. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, will provide an additional $5 million to Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to continue work in assisting local housing providers to pursue projects that improve neighborhoods. Mary McBride, HUD's Northwest Regional Administrator, said in a teleconference today that the funds represent the second round of Neighborhood Stabilization Program monies to come to the state.
That's focused towards stabilizing neighborhoods that have been hit hard by foreclosures.
The HUD money is flexible, McBride said, enabling local housing agencies to purchase, demolish, or redevelop blighted properties. The money awarded to Alaska provides targeted assistance to local governments and their community partners. One of those partners in Anchorage is the Cook Inlet Housing Authority. Carol Gore with the CIHA says an earlier HUD grant enabled the agency to purchase 15 blighted sites in Anchorage's Mountain View neighborhood and in Wasilla. None of the sites were occupied, she said.
In Mountain View, we took those 10 sites, we demolished all of those properties, and we put back some brand new, very urban designed duplex units. We added an additional 10 units of affordable housing. So we have 15 homes that are now going to be occupied, and it is an additional 10 that will be occupied. So we added 10. So we're serving families of a variety of income levels, from 50% of area median income, special needs, and also up to 80%.
The most recent round of HUD dollars will benefit housing providers in Fairbanks, the Kenai Peninsula, Anchorage, and Juneau. An earlier round of Neighborhood Stabilization Program funds totaled $19.6 million was previously awarded to Alaska. The money comes from the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act.